Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again. How are you today? This is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve's Gems. Episode is going to be God's Word from a clear trans perspective. And how are you today? I'm enjoying your fall. It's been unusually mild. Here in the Northeast for fall, you know, but I'm enjoying it. I just pray for those who are down the Gulf Coast and a couple of hurricanes. That's pray for your safety, for your, you know, God will guide you and keep yourself safe. Today's lesson, title it, Separation Can Be Good. Some of you might be saying, where are we going to get to this? In the 15th chapter of Acts, and we're going to read from verse 36 to 41. Let me set the stage on this. Paul and Barnabas had created and started many churches. They had just worked something in Antioch. We go to the beginning of the chapter. Barnabas and Paul handled a situation where some were saying that unless the Gentiles were circumcised according to Moses' custom, you can't be saved. I've heard a lot of similar stories. When I first got saved, I heard that unless you speak in tongues, you can't be saved. But that's not true. I read for myself that when I accepted Christ into my life, you know, His Spirit was in me already. People who can speak in tongues, that's manifested. It's a separate distinction. But when you ask Christ to come into your life, you know, He comes into your life. And Paul and Barnabas cleared that up. Many Gentiles are coming to the church because many of the Jews rejected it. So Paul was preaching to the Gentiles, and many Gentiles were saved. Many Gentiles came to Christ. But the Jews wanted to put, saying that, this is in verse 1, unless you're circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. But when you're saved, excuse me, when you're saved, you know, you have Christ in your life. You don't have to go through any kind of rituals. With the death of Christ's crucifixion, He broke those particular bonds before you needed to sacrifice animals, and you had to be circumcised. But in the New Testament, in the New Testament, that's not required. Christ was a sacrifice, perfect sacrifice. And so Paul and Barnabas handled this with the elders of some of the churches. And during this time, you know, there were a lot of wonderful things happened with the Gentiles, churches, and Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia, and other places. Now, as we go to the verses that I want to read, you know, we see a turn. Acts chapter 15, verse 36. After some days, Paul said to Barnabas, come, let us return and visit the believers in every city where we proclaim the word of the Lord and see how they are doing. Barnabas wanted to take with them John called Mark, but Paul decided not to take with them one who had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not accompanied them in the work. The disagreement became so sharp that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and set out, the believers commending him to the grace of the Lord. He went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. Now here it is where Paul and Barnabas have done many things together, done many works together. But when they weren't, Barnabas wanted to stay with John called Mark, Paul decided he didn't want to because Mark had deserted them. Now, who is John Mark? Well, he was a young man who obviously had heard the word of God and accepted the word of God into his life. And he went with Paul and Barnabas. He went with Paul and Barnabas on a missionary trip. But somewhere down the line, Mark had deserted. Now, why did Mark desert? Maybe he saw that, quite possibly he saw there was more work than he had imagined. Possibly he needed more training, more instruction. Possibly Mark had to go through some things himself. Maybe he was dealing with some other issues. Maybe he misunderstood what it is to be a disciple. And so, after a while, it got to be too much for him, and he just left. And sometimes, you know, you can be all excited, you know, being saved and everything, but there comes a time where you need to be grounded into God's word. You need to be grounded in the things of God. And maybe Mark was eager, but he didn't really think about what it would cost. And Paul, on the other hand, he was a go-getter. You know, when he focused his mind on something, he was doing it. He went through a lot just to get it done. My guess is Paul says, you make a commitment, I expect you to stick to it. Now, maybe Mark had some thoughts. Maybe Mark wanted to, but he just wasn't ready. Now, when Barnabas and Paul disagreed, maybe Barnabas saw, Barnabas wanted to take Mark with him, but Paul didn't. Maybe Barnabas was a person who maybe could bring Mark up to speed, maybe disciple him a little further. I don't know if Mark had any previous training, or did he have any discipleship. The Bible has indicated that he was a disciple. Maybe he just joined because he saw something that was very good about it. So it boiled down to Paul and Barnabas separating. Okay, Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. Paul chose Silas. Okay, Paul and Silas were commended by brothers to the grace of God. That doesn't mean that Barnabas and Mark weren't. So they just, sometimes you have to separate. Sometimes you need to get away from, not necessarily get away in a bad sense, maybe they need to separate because God has something else in mind. I think that's one of the interesting things if you want to be a missionary. You know, you go to a missionary in another culture. You know, you leave your families. You know, you leave things that you knew all along. You might go into another place where they might not have anything. You know, I'm thankful for the many missionaries that went to all the jungles of South America and Africa and all the other places that had never heard the gospel and bringing the gospel to them. But there's a lot of preparation. We have to understand the culture, learn the language, and other things. Provide for your support. Barnabas and Mark, you know, didn't appear in Acts again. But you go to 1 Corinthians 9:6, and Paul names Barnabas as setting a noble example of what to support himself. Now, even though they parted company, they weren't mortal enemies. Sometimes that can creep in, but they weren't mortal enemies. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 9:6. Okay. I'm waiting for the New International Version. This is my defense to know the sinning judgment. Don't we have the right to drink? Don't we have the right to take a believing life along with us as the other apostles and the Lord's brothers, Jesus? Or is it only that I and Barnabas must work for a living? Hey, Barnabas is not mentioned until he gets to the 1 Corinthians. Now, as we go into Galatians, go to Galatians chapter 2, and then go to verse 11. Galatians chapter 2. Verses 11, 13. When Peter came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face at the Paul, because he clearly was in the wrong. Before certain men came to James, he used to eat with Gentiles. When they arrived, he began to draw back, separate himself from the Gentiles, because he was afraid those would draw to the circumcision. The other Jews joined in his hypocrisy. So that by their hypocrisy, even Barnabas was led astray. See, Paul had his mission to the Gentiles. He was a Jew, yes.
while he had a mission to the Gentiles, God had given them the exposition. Peter, on the other hand, he was kind of wishy-washy, you know, he was trying to save face. If you're a Christian, that shouldn't be a focal point. It shouldn't really matter who you witness to. You know, the gospel is for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're rich, poor, black, white, Latino, Jew, Gentile. And the gospel has to be brought to everyone. It should be brought to everyone. Now, as we get to Acts 15, okay, Barnabas wanted to take the rear, Paul decided not to take Mark with him, part of him. If you read verse 40, you would think that this is the end for Barnabas and Mark. But he wasn't. Verse 40. And we go to 2 Timothy 4:11. Now we know here that toward the end of Paul's life, you know, Paul had seen the difference in Timothy. I don't know how long it was between separation and then when Paul had admiration. I don't know how long it was between their breakup and then Paul saying this. But obviously Paul must have noticed a difference in Mark. Now he's well grounded in the work, he understood the work. God's grace ran through him. Obviously Barnabas discipled him. Maybe they had those great conversations at night. You know, where Mark was probably asking questions, I don't know. I'm just imagining that Mark had a lot of questions. But the impression I get from Mark is that I think it's just something he wanted to do the work. At the time, physically, he just wasn't ready. But he wasn't giving up on it. And this is quite a change from Paul in Acts 15. Now wanting to take him with him, now wanting him to come with him to the Barnabas. This is quite a change. Actually, it's a wonderful change. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Mark could share a lot of things that went on to Paul. Pretty sure he could. And by the end of Paul's life, he came to admire Paul. Came to admire Mark. And here we see the separation was good for Mark.
sometimes separation can be good for all parties. You know, God had a plan, different plan. He had a plan for Paul and Silas. He had a plan for Barnabas and Mark. You know, Paul chose Silas and he went through Syria and Cilicia. While Mark and Barnabas went to Cyprus. So God had a plan for both of them. Sometimes separation can be good. But sometimes separation, you need to grow. Maybe you need more growth, more grounding, more time with God. Maybe even more challenges, different challenges. I have the saying that sometimes you know, you need to get away from familiar surroundings because you go out and see the world, see that everything isn't about where you live. When I went into military service, I spent 3 years in the military. And one conclusion that I came out with was that everything wasn't about the New York City scene. I mean, I went from New York City to farm country in the Midwest. It was a crack culture shock for me. But the saturation turned out to be good. Why? Because I witnessed to and I actually accepted Jesus Christ in my life. That's why Kansas will always be a special place in my heart. That's why I found the Lord. Maybe the Lord found me. You don't think separation is permanent. It may not be permanent. It may be a parting for a little while. Maybe something somebody needs. Maybe maybe I need to get away from the familiar areas. Maybe I need more to go through different things. You know, life is a journey. And Mark had to go through his own journey. Just like Paul did, Silas did, Barnabas. Mark had to go through his own journey. I don't know. You know, I'm pretty sure Mark learned a lot of things. He understood a lot of things a lot better. He understood what being a disciple entailed. And Barnabas must have been a very good teacher to him. Because Paul sent for him when he was in some form, and I read in Timothy. And our final thought is, you know, just because you separate from what separate, it doesn't mean that it's permanent. Sometimes you can see things a lot clearer when you're away from the major surroundings or maybe in a tense situation. Sometimes it's good to step back. You know, in my life, sometimes I have the dry periods. You know, it just seems like I can't go forward. So, God says stop. You know, I step back. I assess what's going on now and where I needed to go. You know, life isn't always charged, steam. Barge ahead sometimes. You need to really assess, you know. It's like a rest physically, mentally, spiritually. You know, separation can open our eyes. Separation can help us to grow stronger.
when I was in the service, you know, when I went out to Kansas, this wasn't a whole lot.
Wasn't a whole lot to do.
In New York City, you have plenty to do. Out there, you had hardly anything to do except for my, you know, my duties on the post, on my military post. So, I had plenty of time. And I'm so happy that the separation turned out to be good for all parties. I was very happy about that. You know, what shows to me is, to us, you know, that sometimes it's good to be, the separation can be good. You know, sometimes we need to grow, sometimes we need to go through our own journey. Just like me being a queer person, you know, I went through a journey. The journey of self-discovery, things I needed to understand, things I had to learn for the first time. There were a lot of things I didn't know. And life is a journey. Just like a Christian walk is a journey. And just remember that God's with you every step of the way. Just like God had touched John Mark's life, and made him stronger. He can touch your life and you can grow stronger. And just remember that God's with you all the way, all the way through this. Just remember, you know, you may feel that you're walking alone, but he's walking beside you with you. And there might be times he may be carrying you, but he's with you no matter what. And I'd like to thank you for joining me today, and I hope this lesson was hope this episode helped somebody out there. I just pray whatever, you know, your life will be blessed. I just pray that if you want to ask Christ into your life, you can do so now. And this is Genevieve's Gem. And I just pray that God will bless you, keep you, and I look forward to getting back with you again. Thank you. God bless you.